The head of research and programs at the Center for Democratic Development, CDD, Paul Abrampa-Mensa, says though both organized labor and government have genuine points, taking entrenched positions at this crucial time will not help the country. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Abrampa-Mensa appealed to both parties to soften their stance so that they can resolve the issue when they meet on Thursday.
From what I'm hearing from the media, especially from the leadership of Workers' Front, they went to the table prepared to offer suggestions. But like the government negotiators were saying, it's a decision that has been taken. There can't be any compromises on the decision. If you go by, as you said, those express hands, I mean, there wouldn't be anything better coming out of it. If government hopes and believes that it can meet the workers halfway and have any other opportunities given to workers, I believe there's no need even for the demonstration at all. Why do we we think we can do something about demanding by workers? So I don't think this stance are still taken by two sides. Any good thing will come from other negotiation, not today, not tomorrow.
Do workers really have a genuine concern, looking at the explanations given by government?
Well, any decision that affects one's pocket, don't forget, these people are going to argue, and they are arguing that it is the same worker, the same government as the major employer in the system. It's the same pot of basket that this thing is coming. But the government is giving you the right and taking hugely and why don't you meet a fee to the price that you are giving out and the what you are giving us to go to the market, and therefore at least consider our price as our people who put the market will give us. It's not as if there is nothing about the argument that response is putting up. There's something. On the other hand, government is also explaining that we need to hype up these prices not to sustain our institutions that provide us the services for us to enjoy better services in the system. So what happens is that then why didn't we meet to discuss, agree to disagree before the decisions were taken? So both sides, I believe, have points, but these points have been built from wrong angles.